Anna halach deidech. Anna lech deidech hayafa banoshim. Anna pana deidech makshine imach. So until now, everything has been very good. In other words, we had a full description of the Rebbeinu Shalom, Shashuas Hashchina, and the matzav of things being good and wonderful. And now it's not here. So Anna lech deidech hayafa banoshim. Anna pana deidech makshine imach. So he says, Pirush, Achsho shanachna begolus. Homus choizim shalom many shnei dvarim. Ana holach deidach pirush the eizem makam holach. Vabeiz ana pana deidach pirush la eizem asokim pana klayim ma'achshav ma'isa. So there's the question is not just kind of, you know, where is he? The question is, what is the hashkocha today? In other words, the punning of a person is the active part, the part that's engaged in something. And in the Zman of Golos, there's also Anhaga. And the Shail is, where's the Anhaga today? Then he has a second Pirush. Anapana derech oimeres ha'uma shalem oisi. Anahalach derech anapana machshavtei kaviyochol. So this is very interesting. So Ki'ilu, they're coming and telling us, since you don't know where his machshavas is, where he's gone to, so what are you being marish olamas for? It's hard to understand what exactly is the point of this. And I think the pshat is the reason why we seek out somebody is kemayim apana upon him, because the person's looks out for my benefit. The person wants me. The person is focused on me. So I'm back, you know. It's like it's a nayach yoinim. It's like the two yoinim. They look at each other all the time. So there's a certain type of kemayim upon him. If somebody is facing to me, it's like if I walk into a room and somebody turns to me and talks to me and looks at me, my natural instinct is to look back and to talk and to speak. If somebody is hidden and totally disregards me and ignores me, then the natural mahalat is also to do it. So since you yourself don't know where kaviyochol the ashkoch is pointed to, so b'meila, there's not any reason why you should be pointed to him. He brings here a very beautiful lashon. He brings from the Rebbe Nebuchaya here. He says, In other words, when we talk about where's machshava, is when things are begolui, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pointed to us. Vehina, he says, and he brings it as tefun, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael ke'aval b'noi, ke'ish al eishes n'urov, asher kol tshukosi sparach eleinu, ke'ish shtem lo yedivu lai tshukosi. So in the matzav of Toiv, we are Akadosh Baruch Hu is involved with us totally. Oksiv niflay sech mashav secha eleinu v'cheinema panisa lechem bebeis yeschem v'hayne Akadosh Baruch Hu Toiv kaviyochol ishtasheya bebrua v'samach bom k'ishlem yisach Hashem b'maso u'biyoseb emes poin aleinu aleihem hinei me'avosa oiso misimchosi shesamach bom kaviyochol choyshe machshavos. So normally the pnia to us, the machshavas to us, are the sheirish of constant hatova and constant interaction. And if you yourself don't see it, don't feel it, what's the point of it? So he answers, Doida yard legana larugas haboisim.
So in a vacuum, I could understand how the relationship is is commandment panim al panim, meaning if I sit down at a table and there's someone that I'm part of neutral with, if he's not talking to me, so I'm not talking to them. But right. If it's a spouse, if it's a relationship that I have, and then all of a sudden, for on account of something that I did, my spouse doesn't want to speak to me, that's not reason why I'm going to, okay, now they're not speaking to me, so I'm not going to speak to them. I know they're not speaking to me because I right. did something that I need to rectify. So what's this taina that, he's not talking, you don't see the hashgacha, so right. what's the point of sticking around? We know why we don't see the hashgacha, so we have to hagufa, we have to go and make sure that we get it back.
So I think the point is because at some point, it's sort of, you're Jewish from it. At some point you say, you know, it's been so long. When you get upset with somebody, so, you know, you get upset for a day, for two. If it's been going on and a person just left and he's never, you don't see him have any shaykhis, then, you know, the salkopanim, so the anaholot deidech is not, it's sort of a hatrosik nekaisel. It's on kaisel, what are you waiting for? Like, why do you still have hope for it? So kaisel answers, dirty yard legane lorugas haboisim, liris bagane velukat sheshanim. There they got a pirish, mishivas knesses yisrael, v'omma tshuva al shnei ha-shelos hanal. Sheshalu al ma sheshalu onor deidich, omma yored leganoi, she'eino ilam hazeh kedai lachshav, she'eboi ilam hazeh. The reason why he's not here is because we're not providing the element that's needed to have him here. In other words, he hasn't given up on us, but it's just that the world doesn't have the mitzias that's needed for him. V'nestalikan eid narugus haboisim pirush, him at tzadikim sheishreis kishurash al psomim shureish shureish. And we saw before, we spoke about what it is, the shuras, why is they called shuras? It brings you on the bottom also, take a look. V'ayinu dvarav le'el heyud gimel, le'choyav, barukarugas avoysim pirush, hatzadikim doimu larugas avoysim adorshin time atoyer, umaytsiin adin le'oyer, umamtikin dibatoyer b'tayim mesukim. And they were sitting shuras. So there's two inyanim, and we saw this before also. There's two inyanim in the maila of the tzaddikim. One is the shuras. Shuras means the things are mesuda al pisidram, and the arugas haboisim are the fact that the boisim shaboyis, it gives a reach. So it's both. It's both something which has in itself the seder advarim that's correct. In other words, dava dava lefanov, and the mesikas. So he says the liris beganim itshuva shniyah al shashol leiz asokim pona the omer liris beganim pirush tishtashem tzadikim velulkot sheshane pirush velulkot min chidush etera. So this is when there's nothing here in this world for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to kavi yachol misyachas to, this is his shiashua. Now, let's just talk about this a minute. It's kind of strange. He's asking, what is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing? You know, he's left you and says, no, he's there being Mishtashev at Tzadikim and being Lukat Chidushat Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maskiman. What is that about? So the Pshat is, the Hemshech, when I speak about a Hashgacha, when we ask ourselves, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? So it's not because we're worried about unemployment, lamala. That's not the nekuda here. The nekuda here is, where is there an expression of an ongoing relationship that is living, that's producing, creating, doing something. The fact that tzaddikim, our picture of tzaddikim being parked in Olam Haba is it's what do you call it? Long-term parking, off-field long-term parking. Like there's a big parking lot and they're there and they're all, you know, sitting each one in his five-star hotel and that's it. That's a very passive nekuda. There's no hashgacha there. There's nothing there that we can see and say there's something happening. But it says in Chazal that tzadigo mechayel achayel denel menucha. What it means is there is an ongoing production. There's an ongoing mahalach of doing. There's a hashpah which results in new peiros. The difference between Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh is not that Olam Haba is a retirement home. Olam Haba is a place where there are no stairs to the world of Ruchnias, and Bemela, there's a constant isuk in the world of Ruchnias without any problems. So there's no schar, because that world doesn't have any resistance, so there's no makom schar for it, but it's not something that's stagnant either. It's not that everybody sits with pictures of what they did in this world hanging on the walls, and that's it. It's a constant progression of a new tfisa, new understanding, and so on. So it says the nenem ziva shchina. So the ziva shchina is the constant hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an hashpia more, and the returns are these chidushim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is masking in my head. So whenever it rains, one second. Maya? I think we lost him. What happened?
I don't know. I got disconnected for like 2 minutes.
Uh-huh. Okay. So just like we have so there's a hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a constant hashpah, and that's the ziva shchina. The peiros that this hashpah is moilid are constants. So let's give a mashal. When you have a garden, so there's a lot of work, takes out the weeds, take out the bugs, remove the diseased branches, and so on. So it's not as productive as can be. But once you've done all that, and everything is perfectly planted, so as it rains, the stuff grows constantly. So you have this constant growth of a, again and again. That's the Ziv HaShchina and the Chidush HaTorah that the Tzaddik can produce, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is masking with. Vishoshanim Eim HaTorah. So he's Mishtasher Tzaddikim, Vililkot Shoshanim Pirish, Vililkot Men Chidush HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu masking with. So the point of this Chidush HaTorah are because since there's a new Hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the place that it should be noticed is Chidush HaTorah. That's the mokom where it should come up. So you have the two different gvanim in Torah. Torah consists of essays and leis essays, like a shoshana shi tzach ve'odim. I want to explain this also. Yes, Torah consists of essays and los essays. Why is that sach v'odei? So let's understand the deeper sense of something. The fact that Torah consists of what a person is supposed to do and what a person is not supposed to do means that the complete picture of that the Torah projects includes the elements of the yes and the no. So if I'm to ask you, what is the Adam HaSholem? So you'll say an Adam HaSholem is Oyev Chachma, Roidef Staka, and stays away from Gashmias and so on. One without the other is not a complete picture. The person has milas, but not these milas. So you see that a certain shlemus of the tzura of the person, which is a reflection of Torah, is in this nekuda over here of having a shlemus of Adam and Lavan. So the essays and the losa says are not just the pshat in you know the mikra as mitzvah loisa says, but rather the tmuna klolis. It's like a black and white picture. It's both the black and the white that's modeled the picture. So the essay and the losa says together is modeled that picture. Behem kineged shtei yeshivas shebegan Eden yeshiva shomayla v'yeshiva shomata. So let's take a look over here. He brings, he shows to go in somewhere else, and we'll have a Alyon Tachte. He shows to the go, and he also brings to Ramchal. Let's see if we get some sort of timun of this. It's a chayim machzikim b'teira, kan eden l'kayim mitzvahsim kayim yishu otza pi mishpat. Eila machzikim b'mishpat melech mishpat yamin oretz, olam yishu oretz is gan eden. Eila shem lamdun teira, where it's chayim yishkel it's a chayim. So he has two types of inyanim that is zeichetu, an inyan of gan that shayach to ra'isim mitzvahs, which still has some sort of physical kesha, and something which is shayach to the Olam HaRuchni. Now, he brings later in the Maimar Ikrim, in the next page, the hinei mokma amnucha nikar gan Eden, v'yesh b'madrega shaynes, there's gan Eden tachten yoyim. So Ramchal explains the difference. B'tachten yoyesh v'san eshamas b'dmus hagufim shahoyobom, So the in the Gan Eden Atachten, we're still in our guf in a guf like the mus. The Gan Eden Elyon, he says, Ubelin Yeshus and Hashemas Pinis the Shamas Mamish, Nancy and Anos Ruchnis Gdolus discovers my Nosh of Atachten. So he says over here that there's two types of Gan Eden. One is a type of Gan Eden that still has Shaykhus with Tachtoinim. It's a Ruchnistic Inyan, but it's in the Tzura of a Guf, which means it comes within the structure and framework of that a Guf would be. And two, it's something which is somehow kosher to this world still. It's like the ruchness of this world, as opposed to the onion, which is kulei neshama and something like that. And it's interesting, the only thing he says that exists there is the itois that are mishtane. But the reason why the Goyen says it over here is, since he was talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu going up to Gan Eden, that's where his makom is, and therefore the look of B'Shoshanim, the Shoshanim has in itself those two elements, and therefore it's that's the description of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing. The tzushtel of Gan Eden to to this inyan of the Shoshanim is the mitzvahs leisaseis in the Torah are all the place where we split off from the world of Gashmias. Don't eat this, don't do this, don't marry this person, and so on. So it's ki'ilu, the boundary that separates us from the world of Chaymer. The other mitzvahs essay, even though they involve physical items, but they're not, the fact is it's a value within itself. It's a ruchnistic value. It doesn't need, a leisa se be'etzem is telling me what in this world I should stay away from. So it's be'etzem dealing in that, in the interface between this world and the other world. Okay. Pirish Beis. Doidi yard legane. Mishiv lehem. Doidi hoye begane v'gan Eden. Sheshom ishtashev et tzadikim. Vesham bochaloi mokrim v'oretz. Ishtashev asham. So, v'zeo la'rugus ha'boisim. So I'm not sure over here what he means exactly about... He says Shom Bochali Mokrim Ba'aretz. Does he mean there is some Shaykhs Ta'aretz? I don't know. I don't know what he's hinting at. Vezeo la rugas haboisim umash sha'altem mahu oise sha'ata roya tzadikim shebeganim veloiker oisem shein bekan boilam hazel esham vezeo luka sheshanim. So this is a markedly different pshat. It fits the Chazal over here. And what he's saying is, you're asking what the hanhaga is, the hanhaga of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know, it's when we ask what is a Kadosh Baruch Hu oisik in, we're talking about what exactly is, where's Hashkacha going? What's Hashkacha doing? So it's so adrabe. Hashkacha is removing tzaddikim from this world for Gan Eden and so on. It's kind of strange. I mean, Chazal say this pasuk that, you know, 30 yard legano, that he went down to take tzaddikim, take him up the stairs. But in the context over here, what exactly is he telling him? So the taina of the Umas Ha'olam is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is withdrawing from this world. There's less and less of Hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sort of hidden in this world. So the answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since he has no Nachas Ruach in this world, he's taking everything to that world. So the Hashkocha is to transplant things to the Mokom where they can't give nachas to Rebbe Shalom. And that's the pshat of Lukos Shoshanim. Okay, we do get to the pasuk Gimel.
Back on pasuk Beis, like what does it mean? I mean, I don't know if this could be explained, but Hashem who created the Olam HaTachtonim for a reason, like
right,
the Shir Kaima and the Chira, and that we could achieve. So with all of that said, and that being the tachlis, what does it mean that we can't have nachas ruach in the machim hatachta?
It means at the time, the Gemara says there's a time of knois and a time of hazer. It says a pasuk, ne'arua nesaf atzadik. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the hashkocha is to create a metzias, ruchnias, a metzias of toiv. And since this world can't have it, it doesn't seem to be able to express in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu moves it on to the next world. So it's also Ashkach. The taking away from this world and bringing it over to the other world is a type of Ashkach. So, you know, at a time when this world is not, nothing's growing in this world, it's not going to, so just like I don't take, if I have a plant, because it's a beautiful plant, and I have it in a place that's not growing, it's dry and diseased and whatever it is, I take it from that soil and plant it to other soil. So in a Zman of Knes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekanes Tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't build anything here, so I'll have to build it in a world, in a different type of world.
So are we saying that klape certain people in certain times, because if the time is not a time that could be productive, then what's the tachlis of having such a time, right? We just do away with the whole world and just put everyone into the other makayim. So are we saying certain people in certain times?
So certainly if the world is around, that means there's hope for the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a mind to move things forward, and you know there'll be new neshamas, new inyanim, but there are tkufis. There meanwhile, you know, this door is a failing door, and nothing's happening. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is me'asif neshamas for that reason. And that's just, and if they're raw netzaf hatzadik, the tzadik is HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls them in. You told me that come with me. So we are now waiting for the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm not going to be mischaber with you, but I'm now faithful and wait for it. V'doydili hu gam ken yamto like v'shem v'gam ani elecha. Aroya b'sheshane ben atzadikim shem noyim k'sheshane ben lezar itonu. Now the and we'll see the other pirush. Anidoyli atomas chalas bepituyim v'shtoikos leisagula zanidoyli arev sheshanim. So this is the hemshich where there's again a sort of dialogue habiyot Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael about the zman agula. So basically, we had the Zman of coming to the Beis HaMikdash, the Zman of Churban Golos, and Ke'ilu Hestaponim, Tol Hestaponim, and we're saying that we're waiting for him, and so on. So the Nekud of Ani L'Doide, Ani Amtin Alav, means the Klal Yisrael's loyalty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to explain it in other terms also. Loyalty, emuna, more than anything else means loyal, or better word than loyal is reliable. Somebody is neman, is reliable, and I can rely on the person. What that means is, if somebody is loyal or reliable, it means that the thing that was is such a strong metzias a person that even when it's ne'elam, the person understands it as hamtana and not that it's gone. So lemashal, if I give somebody a pikadon to watch, so I gave him the pikadon. Now it's in his packet, and it's his. And a year passes by, 2 years, and 3 years. But this man does not erode the metzias. The Rabbi Mechaya says, I think it's Rabbi Mechaya's far north, in last week's parasha, he says that the teva of a person is that the present is more real to him than the past. So when a person did a favor to somebody else, so Mishas Mais is very grateful. As time moves on, it loses its immediacy, it loses its sense of it. And that's because Zman takes away and destroys our, it destroys the mitzvahs of something. So the more time has passed, the more it's gone. It's not, it is not dissimilar from the Yonim of Zman, which the Yonim of Zman, which the Maral always speaks about, take away from Ruchnius. Maral always speaks about Chippazon when he speaks about that the world of Ruchnius is above the world of the world of Ruchnius is above the world of Zman, whereas anything that's Zman is Bechrech in a world of Chaimer and Gashmius. So when a person, when the things that are, that we treat that way, so the muscle, if a person got hurt or bruised, as time goes on, it fades away. But things that are ruchnistic, that are real, shouldn't be under this man. So much like karsato should not wane over time. And that's why he says, you know, well, the whole recital by Bikurim is to bear in mind that the fact that time has gone by, it's not a factor. When now we don't know HaKadosh, so Emunah in general is a test in the following way. We witnessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we experienced HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are kashrut HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now there's a time without it. There's a time that hasn't, there's no over Hashkacha, there's no sense of Shechinah and so on. So the question is, will that experience be subject to the dissipation that Zman has or not? If it is, then it never was a true ruchnistic experience. It never was something as the Meilman as Zman. If I don't waver, and as time goes on, I still hold on to it, that's a sign that connection was above Zman. Let me just read the piece. It's a beautiful piece. It's a Rabbeinu Bechaya. He says, "An b'chol yom yu benachki chadashim." He says, "Lefisha deiros kutsuchu lidrash kein. Lefisha deiros cholfim v'leiv adam hoylech acha'ena b'davad nira." Because the generations move on, and a person goes with whatever's in front of him. Ki ba'omdo ben einav yiskirenu, o be'sos meinav yishkechenu. Va'oysa moysa en lad. So he's not talking about what's the right word for it? He's not talking about a physical reality that, you know what, I've seen and tested this, I know this to be true. We're talking about the emotional impact that something has on a person. So when a person sees something in front of him, and so it exists. When he doesn't see something in front of him, it kind of is gone. That's the it loses its reality to him. All the inyanim v'emuna, when we talk about emuna, the real test of emuna is not the cheshbon. Well, there was a matan Torah. Was there a matan Torah? Was there not a matan Torah? Was this? Was that? That's not the issue. The issue is, if it's not visible and you don't see it, you don't have it. It's like Chabad, when they have all these videos of the Rebbe and the pictures of the Rebbe and the pictures of the Rebbe and videos of the Rebbe. So what's the pshat? If they wouldn't have it, people would start doubting if he ever lived. I mean, they believe he still lives. So what's the issue? The answer is, if you have something in front of you, you have a metzias in front of you, so that's a real metzias. Something that was is was. It's a very different type of metzias. So the test of waiting loyally is the test of so much on Isha, whose Baila went away to Medinas Hayam, and she's waiting for him. So if the pshat is, it's an event that happened that's mechayev her, so it happened. It's been now a month, a year, and so on. You know, and teva dvarim that things are nisrachik. But if it's something that's a metzius kayemis, then it's kayemis now. The test of Kal Yisrael in Emunah, in this case of waiting faithfully, is not the test of whether or not we'll continue to believe, whether or not we'll have doubts. It's not the seichdik kind of cheshbon of, you know, does it make sense that it's them? Does it not make sense? It's a lot more the inyan of how strong is our Kesher Bein Shalom. If the Kesher Bein Shalom falls into the physical type of things, so okay, time's moved on and, you know, and it's gone. Masha Ein came if the Dveikus was something that is Kayim, then there's never a Nituk. It's fascinating that our biggest Pagam and the Pagam that will come, that will keep appearing, was by Chet Eigel, where we couldn't wait long enough for Moshe Rabbeinu, where we got impatient and we said he's gone and now we have to look for somebody else. So in the waiting for something, so that means that our Emunah was something that was bound by time. Given enough time, it weakens and it goes down. So he says, so ani ledoyde ani amtin olav, k'moshama yomim rabim teishvi liv leitiz notil ish. The yomim rabim teishvi is the test of or the purpose of the test that we're supposed to do. Ve'doyde li gam kin yamtin olai. So the if our hanhaga, the zeluma is that I know that if I'm waiting, if I'm mamtin, like a shvach who's mamtin. So there's no anhaga zelum asef panim al panim. There's no anhaga zelum asef of gilui to gilui. That doesn't exist now. You're right. The meagolus. But there is a anhaga that can have panapan, and that's hamtana to hamtana. If the person himself is a mamtin, so then he could be sure that. Then there's a command upon him on this nekuda. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. So next week is Simchas Hashana, and so in two weeks, Mishem.
Okay, should I email Rabbi on Wednesday to see if Wednesday, Thursday, or it's too tight? Any
email? Let's see. I'll see. I don't know what it'll be. We'll try. Right. We'll see.
Okay. This hamtana or hamtana kind of it's hard to grasp when we were born into 1,000 years of hamtana. So you know, how does one put that in perspective? The last time Klal Yisrael was panim al panim was by his Risha and by his Sheni. So
you know, on the Leil Pesach, every person is supposed to imagine himself Kiliyotzei Mitzrayim. And in one shot, he has the sense of that moment, and then the hamtana. You know, we do live as much as we can with what was, and we're painfully aware that what's happening now is hamtana. So, you know, there's some sort of sense of it.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much, Rabbi.
Have a good kibbutz yar. All the best.
Yes, a good kibbutz yar. Take care.
Take care.